The federal government passed a bill yesterday giving powers to the ACT and the Northern Territory on legislating around voluntary assisted dying. Labor backbenchers Alyssa Payne and Luke Gosling introduced the law and was pushed by support from independent David Pocock. But the bill isn't considering more powers just like any other Australian state. Eduardo Jordan asked Director of the Australian Institute Democracy and Accountability Program, Bill Brown, his thoughts about the bill's passing.
It's fantastic to see the ban on legislating voluntary assisted dying lifted and territory rights restored after a quarter of a century. It was a real blow to the standing of the territories to have self-government undermined in that way. And to the extent that it stopped voluntary assisted dying provisions from being in place, it contributed to unnecessary suffering. All our parliamentarians should be commended for debating this issue in a civil way and voting according to their conscience.
There's been a debate in these territories about voluntary assisted dying bills for quite some time. What's the situation in each territory about the topic so far?
The Northern Territory was the first jurisdiction in the world to legislate for voluntary assisted dying back in 1995. That power was unnecessarily squashed by the federal government, and in recent years, every state has passed voluntary assisted dying laws, which makes the inability of the territories to do the same particularly stark. And as for the ACT, here voluntary assisted dying has been a live issue since the ban. At the time, the territory government was quite critical of the decision by the federal government. The government in the territory had no plans to introduce voluntary assisted dying, but they recognised that self-government meant that the territories should be making those decisions for themselves. In the last year or so, the local paper, the Canberra Times, has made territory rights an election issue. And newly elected senator for the territory, David Pocock, was clear that restoring territory rights was a priority from him. So across both territories, this has really been a live, raw issue since the ban was introduced in the 90s.
So it's very interesting. I understand the ACT government is keen on legalizing this as soon as they can now that, you know, this bill has passed. But you mentioned that the Northern Territory is not keen on doing it right now. What do you think this is the issue?
So the NT Chief Minister, Natasha Files, hasn't ruled it out. What she said is she doesn't expect that legislation will be introduced or at least passed in this term of government. And because they've still got a couple of years to go until their next election, that means it's going to be some time before the Northern Territory government introduces these laws. I don't know that they've expressed a position on why they expect it to take that time. I imagine they've got a fairly full legislative calendar and perhaps they're hoping to consult a bit before taking further steps. Of course, there's always the option for a private member's bill from the opposition or the crossbench to progress the issue before the government's time frame. As you mentioned, the ACT's planning to do it sooner. Chief Minister Andrew Barr has laid out a plan which will involve consultation and then a draft bill going to committee before debate, perhaps at the end of next year.
Now, Bill, with this bill passed, what are the other issues the Northern Territory and the ACT want to legislate about but cannot because of a potential overturning from the federal government?
Voluntary assisted dying was the most glaring limitation on the territories. There are some other provisions around industrial relations or acquisition of property, but to my knowledge, they haven't arisen as particular issues for the territory. There is a quirk in the Self-Government Act that says that voting must be compulsory in territory elections. And normally that's a good thing because compulsory voting means every citizen has a stake in their government. But if we were to lower the voting age to 16 in the ACT, we might not want it to be compulsory for people under the age of 18. So if that provision were to be changed to allow for voluntary voting for 16 and 17-year-olds, that would open up the possibility for the ACT to give the vote
What are the next steps you consider are important so the Northern Territory and the ACT have similar powers like any other state in Australia? I understand there's a difference between being a state and a territory in this case.
Yeah, the most glaring example for me is that the states all get 12 senators, but each territory only gets 2 senators. And that's the case even though the ACT has a similar population to Tasmania, and the Northern Territory's population is about half of Tasmania's.
Director of the Australian Institute Democracy and Accountability Program, Bill Brownie, ending that story by Eduardo Jordan.